All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. This show here, we're doing the influence of the blues on Southern rock bands. And we just did the Allman Brothers. The influence of blues on them is unmistakable. And you think about another Southern rock band, you can't just talk about Southern rock without talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the great Mr. Ronnie Van Zant, he loved the blues. He was influenced by the blues, and people think, Skinner's not blues. I beg to differ. You know, don't just look at the songs that were hit records. Get a CD and get down to track 6, 7, and 8. Back then, it would be side 2, song 3. But let's get right into it right now. Very heavily influenced by the blues. The great Ronnie Van Zant, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Here is The Four Walls of Rayford.
Every time I thought about it, well, I died some more inside. And I had stripes on my back, memories that hurt. For the only time I seen sunshine is when I went to work, digging ditches for the chain gang, sleeping in the hole. Oh Lord, please forgive me, for I could not wait to roll. And I'm coming home to see you, Jesus. Well, it feels so close this time. Please take mercy on a soldier from the Florida Georgia line. When they find me, they must kill me. Oh, Jesus, save my soul. I can't go back down to Rayford. I can't take that anymore. Sad. I fought proudly for my country when the times were bad. Now they say I'm guilty. When they find me, I must die. Only me and Jesus know that I never stole a dime. Well, when Vietnam was over, there was no work here for me. I had a pretty wife awaiting and 2 kids I had to feed. Well, I'm one of America's heroes, and when they shoot me down, won't you fly, oh glory, proudly, put my medals in the ground. And I'm coming home to see you, Jesus. Well, it feels so close this time. Please take mercy on a soldier from the Florida Georgia line. When they find me, they must kill me. Oh, Jesus, save my soul. I can't go back down to Rayford. I can't take that anymore. Thank you.
there is the Four Walls of Rayford from Leonard Skinner. Now, if that's not blues right there, I don't know what is. Just a solo voice and a solo dobro. Ronnie Van Zant, I don't know who's playing the dobro on that, but you can't tell me that man was not influenced by the blues. And speaking of a dobro, you know, the most famous Leonard Skinner song, or one of the most famous, is actually a blues song about a man named Curtis Lowe who tuned up his dobro. One of my favorite songs ever. Here we go right now. Here's the Ballad of Curtis Lowe from Leonard Skinner.
Well, I used to wake the morning before the rooster crowed, searching for soda bottles to get myself some dough. Run 'em down to the corner, down to the country store, cash 'em in and give my money to a man named Curtis Lowe. Old Kurt was a black man with white curly hair. When he had a fifth of wine, he did not have a care.
Oh, to ever play the blues.
There it is, The Ballad of Curtis Lowe from Lynyrd Skynyrd. One of my favorite songs ever. You know, those guys are from the Deep South, and blues is from the Deep South, so the influence is there. But, you know, also, a lot of blues came from, I guess, the Texas side. Is Texas considered the Deep South? Is Texas rock considered Southern rock? I don't know. But when you think about a Southern rock band from Texas, first thing that comes to mind is that little old band from Texas, ZZ Top, and they definitely got some blues back in their day. How about this song right here? I think it's from 1971, Mush Mouth Shoutin'. Mush Mouth Shoutin', ZZ Top. Didn't get any more blues than that right there. Well, don't go away. A lot more to come. You are listening to WVFF 97.7.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.